Hey, it's Brittany. I have two free resources and I want to put them in your hands right now. The first is my boundaries guide for when you know you need to set or update your limits with your mother, but you're not sure where to start. It walks you through exactly that. It's going to teach you how to create boundaries based off what you need, and that way, every boundary you set feels really good for you. The second is my Inner Child Healing Challenge, a 5-day email series for when you're ready to look at the little girl inside of you who needed something that she never received. She's still waiting. This challenge is a way for you to show up for her. Both are free, both are immediately useful, and both are waiting for you at brittanymscott.com. I'll say that one more time. Head over to my website at brittanymscott.com and grab these two free resources. Go get them and then come back and let's keep listening. You finally decide to prioritize your mental health. But instead of feeling refreshed, you feel this crushing weight of shame or maybe guilt. Your mother's emotional dependency has convinced you that your self-preservation is her destruction. It's time to stop carrying the burden that was never yours to bear. Today, we're dismantling the toxic loyalty binds that keep you small. So in today's episode, we talk a lot about estrangement and detachment and daughters pulling away from moms. But I want to talk about when a daughter and a mom are so tightly cohesive and enmeshed, what that looks like, how that starts to feel, and how that can affect a daughter in the long term. Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show, the podcast for mothers and daughters who want to build stronger bonds, deepen their understanding, and transform their relationships. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, licensed therapist and mother-daughter relationship coach. After years of working with hundreds of daughters and mothers, I've developed strategies that help break generational patterns, heal wounds, and create the loving relationships you've always wanted. Each week, I'll be sharing insights from real clients, expert interviews, and practical tools you can use immediately to improve your mother-daughter dynamic. Whether you're struggling with communication breakdowns, navigating major life transitions, or simply want to take your already good relationship to the next level, the show is for you. And yes, the transformation I guide my clients through can be yours too. I'll share more about how you can work with me. It's time to experience the relationship you both deserve. Are you ready? Let's dive in. When you have an emotionally dependent mother, any move towards autonomy can feel like abandonment to her. And depending on the kind of mom that you have, she's probably going to let you know it, sometimes very loudly, but also sometimes very quiet. If you decide to go to therapy, she might start to ask you what you're telling them about her. If you decide to move to a different city because you got a good job opportunity or because you want to just live somewhere else or something seems exciting, like moving to New York, she might let you know that you're abandoning her or that she's sad for you to leave or that she just needs you to stay because she needs you to be close to her. You might try to set a boundary about how often you guys talk and her response might be, I guess you just don't care about me anymore. Maybe you try to take a vacation without her and she says something like, huh, must be nice and not care about the family anymore. Do you notice what's happening here? Can you see the pattern that I'm trying to lay out? Your independence, your self-care, your self-choices are all being framed as things you're doing to her and not just things that you are doing for yourself and for the life that you want to live. In an enmeshed relationship, no starts to get interpreted as, I don't love you. It starts to feel like rejection or abandonment or that you just don't care about the person. So if you start to make choices for yourself as a daughter, an enmeshed relationship with your mom can start to feel like you just don't care about her anymore. It hurts. She's feeling rejected. It creates this dynamic where there's no room for you to be separate from her, where your identity is wrapped up in her and where you are the one taking care of her emotional needs, your behaviors, your responses, how you show up, the things that you choose to do, who you become, like who you are, start to be dependent on how she feels about it, what she wants from you, what she needs from you, how you meet her needs, how you show up for her, and how you're taking care of her emotions. Also, if a daughter tries to pull away to create an identity for herself, she can start to be guilt-tripped by her mom, trying to convince her not to do these things, trying to convince her to come back and making her feel bad for making the decisions that her mom doesn't want her to make because maybe it hurts too much. The guilt trip language can sound like, well, I gave up everything for you. After everything I've done for you, this is how you're going to treat me. After everything I've given you, you're going to choose to do this. You're all I have, and now you're abandoning me. I'm your mother. I should be the most important person in your life. This is manipulation, and this is guilt tripping because she wants you to remain in the position that she's placed you in, to remain enmeshed with her because you are taking care of her emotional needs, because you are her life and you are everything that she needs. And sometimes, depending on where you live or the people that you have around you, you may not be experiencing this good daughter pressure or good daughter archetype just from her. Society also puts this pressure on daughters because good daughters put their mothers first. Good daughters usually sacrifice their own needs to make sure that they could take care of their mother. We're supposed to be selfless. Good daughters are available and accommodating and grateful. And if you're not these things, then you're not being a good daughter and you're abandoning your mom and you're hurting her. And how could you ever do this to her? This is enmeshment. Also, as a good daughter, you should never be too busy for your mom, or you should never set boundaries with your mom. Like, she's your mom after all, right? But as I'm sure you know, if you're a daughter and you've experienced this, living up to this, living up to being the good daughter, the perfect daughter, starts to burn you out. It starts to diminish your capacity to really do anything else. It starts to exhaust you. And it starts to make you small because you're not living your life for you. You end up living your life for her. And if you keep trying to say yes when you really want to say no, keep showing up when you really don't have the capacity, when you really need more rest, when you keep taking care of her emotions at the expense of your own, you're going to become exhausted. You're going to become resentful and you're going to become depleted. This relationship is going to start to feel like an obligation rather than a joyful one that you want to be a part of. Now let's talk about how this actually gets created inside of a mother-daughter relationship, because it doesn't start at birth. This slowly starts to be created. And enmeshment slowly starts to happen. And then maybe you look up and realize that you guys are way too dependent on each other, or she's way too dependent on you, and you don't know how to get out of it. Emotionally dependent mothers, whether they're conscious of it or not, use manipulation and guilt to maintain proximity to their daughters and to regulate their own emotions. Like I said earlier, when you try to create space, she makes you feel guilty. When you prioritize your own needs, she reminds you of everything that she sacrificed. When you set a boundary, she positions herself as the victim of your cruelty. And this guilt is meant to pull you in closer, to make you feel bad, so you stop doing whatever it is you were trying to do that she really didn't want you to do, or that starts to break the enmeshment that's been created. It starts to remove her being able to be dependent on you. The guilt and the manipulation is for that. It's to keep you close enough so you change your mind about what you are attempting to do. And this really works because you love your mom. Ultimately, you love her and you don't want to hurt her. You want to be around her. You want the relationship to feel joyful. So you stay. So you change your mind. So you don't move to the new city. You don't set the boundary. You don't change your mind. You stay in the dynamics that's already been created because you do love your mom and you want to be a good daughter. As children, we're so emotionally attuned with our parents that we don't want to see them hurt. We don't want to see them upset. And we want to do everything we can to make sure that they're okay, because we start to wonder if we've done something to cause that. And so we try to fix it, or we try to help maintain like a stability or like a homeostasis, because we really care about our parents and we love them so much. And we want them to be good, that as children, we will give and we will try to fix and we will try to be there, because we don't want us to be the reason that they're upset. A child doing this wants to be attached to their parents. And so they're doing this to keep that attachment up, to keep everything going well, because this is how they feel loved and this is how they get what they need. And so as a child, this is also meeting your emotional needs in a way, because not fully, but it feels like it is, because you want that attachment to your mother. The problem is, as an adult, your life and like your survival is really dependent on you being your own person. It's dependent on you making your own choices and your own decisions and having your own life and deciding what makes you happy and going to do all of those things. Like, we end up separating from our parents and becoming independent adults, and that's what's supposed to happen. But when you're enmeshed, that either slows down or it never really occurs. Sometimes you stay in that childlike place of the five-year-old that just wants to fix it for mommy or wants to make sure that mommy's okay. And so you feel an urgency to her. If she's upset, you have to go. If she's calling, you have to answer. If she needs you, you have to show up. And her emotions become your urgency, and then you burn out. And so when you do decide to go to therapy, or you try to make a decision for yourself, or you apply for a job in a different city or even a different state, and you want to make this life for yourself that you desire, sometimes your nervous system can start to like scream at you. You might feel guilty. You might feel stressed or scared. You might feel bad for trying to make these decisions, and you don't know how it's going to affect your mom, but you also really want to do this, but you also don't want to hurt her. It becomes this dichotomy of two different emotions that are conflicting, and that can be really hard to sit between. And so this creates a toxic loop of you trying to pull away and then being pulled back in, and maybe trying to pull away and being pulled back in. And her emotions are still very much dependent on your behaviors and what you do and how you show up. Your mom is basically soothed by your attention. You showing up for her, you giving her attention, you being there soothes her emotions, but it actually does the opposite for your own. And so you stay inside of this toxic loop and trying to figure out how to get out, but it becomes really hard when you're in this. I think what a lot of daughters need to hear in this is that self-care is not betrayal. That wanting to live the life that you desire that would make you happy is not abandoning your mom. That taking a job in another city or choosing your own friends or picking a career that she wouldn't choose for you, all of these things are not abandoning her. And you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to make these choices for yourself. Choosing yourself is not a privilege or a luxury that you have to earn. It's a right that you have because you're an independent person and you are your own person and you are human. You and your mother's emotional dependence on you doesn't change that at all. Just because she needs you doesn't mean that you have to earn independence or you have to gain this luxury of being able to choose yourself. Her fear of abandonment probably started well before you were born. And you're just a person that filled that emotional gap for her. And just because she needs you to regulate her emotions doesn't mean you have to be the only person to do that. And in meshed relationships, there is some healing that needs to be done for that mother. That way she can also live a life that's her own, that's for herself, and a life that would make her happy. So what do you do if you're in an enmeshed relationship where you start to notice that you may be in one and you want out? First, understand that your mother's emotional discomfort or her needing you to help her emotionally regulate is not really about you at all. It's about her own wounds and probably her own childhood and her own attachment, healing, and trauma that she needs to go through for herself. It's really not about you at all. Second, I want you to start to recognize that the guilt you're feeling is probably not warranted and you're gonna have to start to let it go. When you start to feel guilty, I want you to stop and think, did I do anything intentionally to harm her? Also, if you start to feel guilty, I want you to check in with your body. Are you feeling panicky and urgent, maybe scared or worried? That may not be guilt that you need to feel. Real guilt are things that you should feel guilty for when maybe you did harm somebody, whether it was intentional or not. That feels more like heavy, more grounding, maybe more sad, and you're trying to figure out how to fix it. Where false guilt or guilt that's really not yours to carry feels more panicky and more urgent and more like worry or scared. And third, when your mom starts to feel upset, I want you to resist the urge to fix it. She's allowed to be upset and you're allowed to not have to be the person to fix it. And you've been in that role for so long that this is probably going to be really difficult, but you have to resist the urge to fix it. You don't have to change your mind. You don't have to backtrack and you don't have to be the person to make her feel better. You may be in a position where you're going to need to help redirect her to appropriate support. Hopefully she has siblings you can redirect her to, a close friends, a supportive partner, or maybe encourage her to start her own therapy. And by doing this, you're not abandoning her. You're teaching her how to take care of herself. And it's reminding her that you're not responsible for her emotions and you're not responsible for helping her to feel better. And finally, the last thing that you'll have to do to start to break this enmeshment that you have with your mom is to create healthy and effective boundaries. Remember, your boundaries are never about what she has to do or the behaviors that she has to change. Your boundaries are always about what you're going to do to get your own needs met. So, for example, if talking every day or multiple times a day is too much for you, you're going to set a boundary that you're going to be available at X time. You're going to be able to talk X amount of times. You're not going to be able to talk after 8 p.m. Like, you get the idea, you get to fill in the blanks. And so if your mom is calling too many times, if your mom is calling after 8 p.m. when you're getting ready for bed, if she's calling every single day, your boundary saying that you're not going to be available means that you have to not be available. You can't answer the phone and get mad at her, because then you're teaching her that she can call because you're going to answer. You gave her exactly what she wanted. You have to not be available. So if you say you're not available at 8, then you don't answer the phone after 8. If you're not available to talk to her every day, then you have to not be available. And so your boundaries about what you're going to do, you're not going to answer the phone. You can't get mad if she calls. She cannot control her behavior and you can't make her stop. But you can set the boundary that you're going to be available when you are available and let her know when that is, and then be available during those times and not during the times where you say you won't be. Maybe a boundary is that you're not available to discuss her frustrations with your dad. If she's mad at him or upset with him, whatever, you can't be the person that she's going to call. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to be a part of it. And you don't want to be in the middle of their stuff. And that's an appropriate boundary to have with your parents. And so if your mom starts to complain about your dad or talk about him in a negative way or tell you everything he's doing to upset her, you get to have a boundary that you're going to end the conversation. And it can sound like, okay, mom, I told you that talking about your frustrations with dad is no longer something I'm going to be a part of. So I'm going to end the conversation right now. And then you end the conversation. You're open to talking about other things, but if you keep reinforcing that you won't talk about her frustrations with your dad by ending the conversation, over time, hopefully she starts to stop. But if she doesn't, you keep yourself peaceful by getting out of there. You create an exit and you maintain that boundary for yourself. While you're doing this and creating this new relationship and breaking up the enmeshment, you're going to need a support system for yourself as well. So surround yourself with supportive people and supportive friends and people that love you and are going to help you and remind you what you're doing this for and why this can be hard, and that even though it's hard, you can continue to take these steps, even small little baby steps, toward the kind of relationship that you want with your mom. And ultimately, I hope that you find peace in the realization that you can love your mother without losing yourself. You can have a joyful relationship with your mom that is not so enmeshed that we can't see where you end and where she begins. It starts to become like you're one person. You can love her and have boundaries. You can love her and go to therapy to heal. You can love her and still have experienced pain in your childhood. You can love her and live in a different state. Love does not have to mean self-sacrifice. And love doesn't have to mean that you make yourself smaller. And I hope that if you recognize this in your own relationship with your mom, that you look at the other relationships that you have and make sure you're not recreating these same dynamics inside of them, because that's also something that can happen. If you have an enmeshed codependent relationship with your mom, you might be likely to have created a codependent relationship with a partner or with a friend, and that's probably not healthy either. That's what I have for you today. Thanks for being here, and I will catch you in the next one.
That's all for today's episode of the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I hope you picked up some valuable insights that you can start using right away in your own relationship to create deeper connection and understanding. If something from today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the mother or daughter in your life who needs to hear this message. And while you're at it, please consider leaving a rating and review so we can reach more families and transform the way mothers and daughters relate to each other. For those ready to take the next step, you can visit my website to learn more about my private coaching programs and my program designed specifically for mother-daughter pairs. Whether you're dealing with communication challenges, life transitions, or just want to strengthen an already good relationship, I'm here to help. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.